This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Brenda Pena. Date of birth, March 3rd, 1982. Case ID number is 646-4883. Date of exam, September 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire. Identifying information, this is a 41-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of stage 1 breast cancer. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was October the 25th, 2022. Where she worked as a provider for 2 years. During that time, she worked 4 to 5 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her mother and is presently not on disability, but states that she did receive disability from 2005 to 2016 for bipolar disease. History of allegations. Number 1, stage 1 breast cancer. History of allegations. Number 1, stage 1 breast cancer. The claimant states that in October of 2022, she was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. She was started on chemotherapy and given chemotherapy for 1 year. Initially, the cancer was in the right breast. And she has recently been told that she is now stage 2 breast cancer. No radiation has been given, and she has had a double mastectomy, which was performed September the 12th, 2023, approximately 10 days ago, for breast cancer. The second breast was removed secondary to the claimant being a high-risk patient for metastasis. She is presently on no medications at this time and is just recovering from her surgery and appeared to be very sore. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 100 feet, stand for 15 minutes, climb 3 or 4 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. She has no assistive devices and her physician is Dr. Antonio Falcon. She is presently on no medications at this time, secondary to lack of funds. And she states she does very minimal physical activity because of her condition. Her daily activities include sleeping and watching TV. She does not do any housework, go to the grocery store, cook, do the laundry, or any other exercise, especially at this time because she is recovering from recent surgery. Family history. Her father died at the age of 71 from lung cancer, cerebral vascular accident, and heart disease. The mother is 81 and has congestive heart failure, hypertension, and diabetes. She has 2 cousins who died from breast cancer. Medications, none. Medical problems, breast cancer, stage 2. The claimant does not know what kind of breast cancer she had. Depression / anxiety / bipolar disease, obesity, major surgeries, total double mastectomy performed September the 12th, 2023, which was approximately 9 days ago. Cholecystectomy in 2010. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 1 year. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.6 Fahrenheit. Weight 209 pounds. Height 5 feet 2 inches. BP 132 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate 105 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 38. General. This is a 41-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in acute distress secondary to having recent bilateral double mastectomy for breast cancer approximately 9 to 10 days ago. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normocephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal for the left side. And the claimant does have decreased vision on the left side. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements, visual acuity, and confrontational visual fields were abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Confrontational visual fields, as noted, was also abnormal. The claimant has left hemiopsia and is also blind in the lower quadrants of her eye vision. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does have glasses for seeing far away. However, she forgot to bring her glasses. Could you please drop down to lungs? Lungs were clear with auscultation. However, the claimant does have decreased lung breath sounds secondary to pain. She also has two Penrose drains coming from each breast area where the mastectomies were performed, which is still healing at this time. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant does have multiple tattoos all over her body. Neurological. The claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. She appears to be somewhat distressed and confused. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was depressed and flat for the time. She had decreased clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, but she was not oriented completely to time, place, and situation, appeared to be somewhat confused. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 4, 6, and 3 were abnormal, especially for the left side. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to the recent surgery, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness of the upper quadrant of her body secondary to the surgery, and had decreased range of motion of her shoulders and arms. Mild joint swelling was a known it with erythema, effusion, and deformity because of the bilateral mastectomy which was performed. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine, but not of the thoracic and lumbar spine secondary to the recent surgery. And the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant had decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, secondary to the recent surgery. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees. However, the claimant was very sore and was unable to climb up on the table to do a supine position for straight leg. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own, secondary to the recent surgery. A difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table because of soreness. The claimant had mild difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but it was able to walk at a tandem rate, but was hesitancy secondary to the surgery. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she has no assisted devices that she uses at this time and does not appear to need one. Neurological, grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, especially for 3, 4, and 6 secondary to some problems that she has neurologically. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the upper extremities, secondary to recent surgery. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, secondary to recent surgery. She is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects, which are medium to large size, secondary to the recent surgery. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of bilateral double mastectomy secondary to breast cancer. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty secondary to pain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and her visual acuity. She appears to have more problems with the left eye and does have problems with some of the confrontational visual fields. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to bilateral double mastectomy, comma, decreased vision of her right eye, comma, with hemianopsia of the right side. I'm sorry, left hemianopsia, and decreased vision of the lower quadrants as well. Probable diagnoses. Number one, stage 2 breast cancer, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has just recently had surgery and is recovering. She appears to be extremely sore and depressed at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Brenda Pena.